help if anybody is out there. Here's a nut bar idea. I've never asked for help before, but I think this is where it's getting to. I want to set an example that I refuse welfare. My disability is being cut off, and they're telling me that I have to reapply. And by telling me that I no longer qualify for disability, the reason I'm on a disability is because I've been diagnosed to be delusional. So if I don't qualify anymore, then they don't look at me as delusional anymore. So maybe my perspective of reality is not a delusion after all. I've been predicting a COVID event since 2008, basically. I've been saying that was our warning sign, that when that economic collapse happened, that's what's happening now. We're in the middle of a reset. This is something that has been in the works since the time all of our systems have been created. You know, we couldn't see it until the problem got this big. But now we're forced to get connected with God. The only thing that I can do is let go and let God right now. I really feel paralyzed. I have no idea what my future is going to be. I know I have to be out of where I am in a couple of weeks. And I know I'm going to be in Alberta, and I have no idea where I'm going to live. And I have absolutely no money. So I got a lottery ticket. Maybe God's going to allow me to win. I don't know. But I am getting some ideas that I think in our new way of being, I don't want to beg for money. I'd rather offer a different perspective of reality that should be considered. And some survival tools that I use and how I find my path in life and what I'm supposed to do. When a problem shows up, it's telling me I need to change direction. So it causes chaos, not knowing, okay, what direction do I go into? But the situation that I'm forced in, like if they handed my disability, then everything would be fine. I'd have my own place. I'd be able to care for my family and just, you know, be quiet and heal from my cancer. But instead, I believe God allowed me to, you know, have cancer, be old at this time, and have a disability cut off to be the first wave of an example of how our government is failing people that are disabled. There's nobody standing up for us. And the only reason I was disabled in the first place is because of a lot of trauma. And so everybody I know that's on a disability is on disability because of trauma. So therefore, the amount of trauma that we've just created over the past year has created massive disability. And this is what they're doing, is cutting off any funding. We don't qualify for the $2,000. No, they want me to go on welfare and reapply. And it's like, no, if you say I'm not delusional, if I don't qualify to be delusional anymore, then, you know, maybe my perspective of reality is more relevant. And maybe that is an exchange of energy that, you know, can help pay my rent. So I think the asking for what I need, I do need donations. But I do think in sharing information that people that can't afford it shouldn't be able to have access to information. So that's why I don't really want to charge, you know, people money, because what if some people can't afford it? I still would like to offer the advice. So that's why I'm doing these podcasts, I guess. I think maybe this might be part of my new business, is keeping my website more up to date on my podcasts, and maybe answering some questions with, and maybe taking donations. And maybe I just need to send out some flyers and let people know who I am when I get to Calgary, and see if my perspective of reality has any value. That's the thing, is right now I feel this push from God that says, see, years ago, when I was in the deepest, darkest hell, and I had to deal with these lawyers, and this is when my process of learning our justice system does not result just decisions. It's a system that'll drive you crazy, and a medical system is there to give you some drugs. So, anyways, I was still hoping a lawyer could solve a legal matter, but I was getting rejected, and I prayed to God, you know, what, you got to tell me what to do. And the next day, a lawyer tells me, God's got a message for you, and you're supposed to take everything that was done to you and do something with it. So this is my way. It's like push, you know, I've got to earn my keep now. I think I have to set an example of not accepting free money from the globalists, and accept their suggestion that I'm not delusional anymore. I'm not paranoid. This shit is real. And maybe there's some value to solutions. This has me really hesitant, because while I'm, you know, trying to connect with some people, I'm really, really surprised at how lack of interest there is. And like, I'm looking, you know, at it, you know, from the outside, you know, and it's like, okay, let's look at it from a distance. Let's look at how God would look at it. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. The 62-year-old lady with cancer just told you that her disability is shut, and all she wants is for you to send an email if you like or dislike this to your MLA. And out of 400 churches, not one responded. And the one that Artur, Pastor Artur, oh, he hung up the phone on me. He says he hasn't got time for this. He says, we got to get out there and fight, you know, get out and stand up and fight. You know, I don't care that an email would save your, you know, ability to feed yourself and prevent you from being homeless. He's the one that's going to give me free food. So it's like, I know who that guy is, and he's not on my team. He's on his team, and his team doesn't include me. His team means I have to accept his food and his dictation, what he dictates to me about what my life is and my bad choices. And my bad choice would be to accept his way or government's way, because right now they're both looking exactly the same to me. So I'm really sort of disappointed that while we're battling evil, there's evil within ourselves that are not uniting. This is, I mean, if we were truly, truly against an evil force, then there would be no pushing away. A church would not push away somebody that is on your side. You know, like, and that's what that pastor did. So I got to say, which one of us is right and which one of us is wrong. And I don't care how my approach was or anything. He's the one that's supposed to be connected with God. I am the 62-year-old that everybody's shutting down for to protect me. And yet government cut off disability. And he says, that's not relevant right now. And it's like, no, that's the reason that you're being shut down for, is to protect me. So he's angry. And I don't think God is near him. And I think God is near all of us, but I don't think a lot of people are receptive to God. I think they've been wrapped so tight with profiting off of Satan's systems and reality that he can't see a different way. I've seen some of his stories, though, that he's had some miracles. He's had a change of, perspective and reality over his time that led to him being a pastor. So I'm hoping God will touch him. I'm hoping at some point somebody will ask him, hey, wait a minute, did a 62-year-old lady with cancer just tell you her disability got cut off and you said it wasn't relevant, that we should all stand out and fight? You know, somebody's going to ask him that question, and he's going to have to reflect on those words, because that really did happen, and he knows it happened, and he can deny that it happened, which that's what evil does. I think if he's connected with God, he would admit that it did happen, and he would see that that came out of, he's in fight flight right now. He's busy fighting for his life, and that's where I'm letting go and letting God, because I'm not going, I know that that's when mistakes happen. That's when evil has a grip over you, is when you are angry. So that's my take on it. I do think he's a man of God, but as long as he's angry, he's not connecting with God right now. And like, I don't care whether he helps me out or not, God's going to help me. And God will help me through other people. It just won't be through his people. And that's okay. It's, people around him, somebody's going to ask him that question and he will get connected, because I did hear some of his stories, and he does get these awakenings and he does get a shift in reality. He cannot tell you the causes of why everybody is homeless, because if he did, he would realize that putting his son in a justice system that's designed to cause homelessness is not a good idea. But designing a new just system that God would support would be a good idea. And if he was focused on that for all the years that he said something was wrong, and he had all the opportunity with all the money in the world, because he was making good money, why is it he didn't, come up with a just system for today? He was dealing with homeless. I was there. I heard the stories. Every one of our Mad Main systems are designed to cause homelessness. Right now, they cut off my disability. What do you think they're trying to do? Is make me homeless. So now I'm forced into their death camps, which is called their homeless shelters, which I have to rely on a pastor like that, that didn't bother to stop and write an email to an MLA to, get my age turned on. No, that's not relevant. It's okay that I'm homeless. Now I can be on the street and homeless. And that's where, homeless have no value. We're the ones that are making bad decisions. So it's like, oh my God. I feel like I am living in crazy, crazy land. But this is a process. We're all readjusting. I have my perception of reality, and that's what everybody else has. We all believe we're right about something. And it's like we get into a stunned. You can't move. You're like a deer in headlights when you learn something new and you're shocked and you don't have a direction to go into. That's the only thing stopping us right now is a direction. And you have to have a belief first that there is solutions out there. That's number one. If you don't believe that there's solutions out there, then you're dead in the water. You have to believe this is survivable. Then when you do that, you start opening the doors. Okay, well, how? Now you're starting to ask questions on how you're about to survive it. That's what I'm doing. You know, I'm, okay, accepting the problem. I have no money. What am I going to do? I do still need to earn a living. I still need to pay my rent and have a way of earning a living somehow to survive. So I'm asking questions. What could I do? What could I offer? What are the things that have some value? Well, you know, things are showing up. I was delusional. Now I'm not delusional. So maybe my non-delusional, you know, might have some value in it. So, you know, maybe there's a way of marketing it. I don't know. But my point is I've acknowledged that there is a problem. I am freaking out like crazy because it is like I'm going off a cliff. But I am trusting in God. It is like you got to let go, let God, you know, and let everything fall in its place. I'm, you know, looking positive and ideas are coming to my head, and I've got still 2-3 weeks before, you know, I have to come up with some money. So I'm packing in the meantime and making a lot of connections, and hopefully I can calm down enough and set something up to generate an income and be of an example to turn down the free money. So it's not like I'm looking and I'm begging for money. I want to offer something of value. I want to offer a totally different perspective of reality. I think that we cannot solve the problems of today using the same mindset that created the problems. I think you need a totally different mindset to solve problems. So to have been diagnosed to be delusional is a suggestion that I have a different mindset. I have a different way of looking at things compared to all of society, well, the majority. Right now, the cure to delusion is when you can get the majority of the population to agree to your perspective of reality, you're no longer considered delusional. You're considered common knowledge. It's the way it's always been. So I've tried to remain calm and heal from my trauma from 2008. Actually, that was sort of my healing started then. It was hell, all the trauma for years and years before then. So I knew there was a day that I'd have to set an example of what it's like to be that first wave. And, you know, when you're losing everything and losing hope and losing direction, I'm hoping to catch you before you get to that point, because now is the time that you have to reinvent yourself. But in reinventing ourselves, we do have to participate in change. Right now, we're changing from hell on earth to heaven on earth. So you have to make a decision. And to make a decision is not going to be with, you know, today's authority. You have to question today's authority. Where's the opposing view? Where's the second opinion? Doing the same thing over and over again is a sign of insanity. We are going now on 2 years of the same reaction to COVID, and we're increasing the level of permanent disability because it's all caused by trauma. There's been so much trauma go on in the last year and a half that how are we paying for it? Our economy cannot possibly handle this. And this is a death trap. This is cutting off disability. How many people are now, you know, applying for disability and getting rejected. How many people are getting vaccinated and getting injured and being rejected disability support? I don't know. Maybe there's zero, but this leaves the question, how many is there? Is it happening? We need to start asking some questions, because if they're cutting off people that have already been, you know, diagnosed and approved by the system to be permanently disabled, what on earth excuse do you have to cut during a global pandemic that you're trying to isolate and shut down all businesses and all churches for? I am the elderly. I do have cancer, and I've been on disability since 2009, 2014 in Alberta. So I don't know what policy, if they can't get that part right, then how can I trust them to get anything part right? Because this is my life. And if they're making life and death decisions that are leading towards my death, they no longer have authority over me. So this is where, you know, when we all come to that realization that this is what they are doing, is having the authority to end your life, like they're doing to me. Because how, if there's this deadly pandemic, they're forcing me to live on the streets. They know that I will not go into any homeless shelter, because those are death camps. Nobody keeps track of how many people are dying. And with all of these restrictions, I'll never see another human. I'll be dying of COVID, you know, in these death camps. So no, I'd rather stay safe and alive. And I do have the right to life and liberty. So these are death camps. And I'm looking that that's where they're going to force me into, is a death camp. And that's where, if they're doing it to me, if they're doing it to the elderly, the class that they're claiming to protect, then they're coming for you. So, and like I'm only standing up now, and I'm going to have to be loud and do everything to make a difference, because now I'm fighting for my life. So know this, in creating heaven on earth, the only way you're going to get off your ass is when you've got to fight to create heaven on earth. Otherwise, you're going to sit there and wait until it hits you, until the last minute. So God will show up, and it will show up at the right time. God's in charge of this whole game. 100%. There's way too many people on the planet that I believe God has, is everybody's open for God. And if we all develop a connection directly with God, there's going to be one massive miracle happen. And that's our connection with each other. It's not to look for our disagreements, but look for our agreements. Do we all want to live? And do we all want to be free? And do we all want to be healthy? We have to make decisions. Do we want to be, you know, a slave? This is how slavery starts, and we have to not fight it, but we have to unite. And it's just the uniting that creates the power. And as we're united, if we focus on just one task, we can accomplish one task. If we're all completely united, we have that God power. So that's what we've got to do, is, you know, maybe start collecting names and seeing who wants to participate in a powerful God force. So that's where I'm at right now, is I'm freaking out, just like everybody else would freak out. The only way that I could survive is letting go and letting God. There is absolutely no way I could survive without knowing God's there, and God is going to protect me. And knowing that is keeping me fairly calm. It's still extremely stressful times, but I will get through this. So will you. Hang in there. We will get to heaven on earth.